Nearly 75 years ago, Americans all over the country heard these famous words.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for. Thank you.
That's legendary Yankee slugger Lou Gehrig after announcing his retirement from baseball. The 36-year-old had received a devastating diagnosis of ALS, and doctors said he had only a few years to live. Those lines struck a chord with fans, but what many don't know is that his entire speech was never completely recorded. Here with us to talk about Gehrig's speech is Jonathan Eig, author of The Luckiest Man, The Life and Death of Lou Gehrig. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
So the clip we heard in the beginning, is that the only recorded part of the speech that survived?
No, there's a couple more sentences. There are four sentences all together that have survived. One from the end and three from the beginning. So it's very frustrating. You know, it's one of the most important speeches in baseball history. Maybe one of the most important speeches in American history. Certainly one of the best known. And I'd love to know what we're missing.
Now, Gehrig made the speech before 61,000 fans at Yankee Stadium. But how did people who weren't there in the stadium hear the speech? Was it only through snippets on newsreels or quotes in the newspaper?
That's right. Most people got it from the newspaper and from newsreels. It was shown widely in movie theaters during the newsreel segment before the films were shown. That's how Samuel Goldwyn first heard about it and decided to make the movie Pride of the Yankees, starring Gary Cooper. He was so moved by that little piece of newsreel that he saw that he decided that there was a bigger story here. And then, of course, people got to know the speech through the film from Gary Cooper's version of it, which is not exactly the same as Gehrig's original speech.
Now, what were you able to find out about the speech that wasn't recorded?
Well, we know that Gehrig used the middle section of the speech to thank the many people and to say these are the reasons that he felt like the luckiest man on earth, that he had this wonderful wife, that he had these great teammates, that his parents raised him so well. He thanked the ushers. He thanked the groundskeepers. Gehrig was a very modest man. He was the son of immigrants. He came from very humble roots, you know, grew up poor in New York City. And I think that he really appreciated all the opportunities that he had been given. So by piecing together the snippets that I found in newspaper reports, I was able to assemble a pretty good facsimile of the speech.
So at this point in his career, how famous was he?
Oh, Gehrig was one of the greatest baseball players of all time, and everybody at the time knew it. You know, he was 35 years old when he retired. He'd been playing for 13 years, and everybody knew that this was one of the greatest players who'd ever stepped on the field. And he was beloved, too, because he was just a hardworking guy who didn't talk much, didn't seek much attention, never squabbled about his salary, never made any embarrassing moves off the field. He just worked hard, and the fans really loved him for it.
And this specific day that he made the speech, obviously a monumental day in Yankee history. There's just recently a ticket stub from that day is going up for auction. It could fetch about $100,000. Is it surprising, though, that the complete recording didn't survive?
It is surprising, but you have to remember that people didn't recognize that this was a historic event until many years later. And also, that film was a fairly new medium. People didn't really preserve everything. You'll find this is very often the case with a lot of historical events. The news or the newsreels would use the pieces that they wanted, and they would throw away the rest. But I'm still hopeful that someday we'll find a complete version. Maybe somebody filmed it from the stands. Maybe it was on the radio and someone recorded it in their home. You never know. We may still come up with a complete film someday. I'm still looking out there.
And ALS, now commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease, what was the long-term impact of Gehrig's life?
Well, you know, Gehrig was diagnosed with ALS. It really was, for many people, the introduction to the disease. They didn't know what it was. Nobody had really heard of it before. And even, you know, it had an awkward name that people couldn't remember. So Gehrig's diagnosis was a big eye-opener, and it's become very important for the ALS community, for people who are fighting the disease even today. One, because his name recognition helps raise money, but also because he's a symbol of strength. You know, Gehrig was diagnosed with this terrible disease that melts away your muscles, and he showed such courage that I think today when people learn about the disease, it's nice for them to see it associated with such a great and strong man.
Jonathan Eig is the author of The Luckiest Man, The Life and Death of Lou Gehrig. Jonathan, thanks a lot.
My pleasure. Thank you.